Thank you for calling on Max Health Customer Support. My name is Tianti. May I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
Yes, my zip code is 95843.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have your first and last name?
Melody Smith.
Thank you so much for that information. And may you please verify your address for me?
5307 Helensburg Place, Antelope, California, 95843.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay, I have located your account for the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure. How may I help you today?
Well, I ordered it on the 30th of December, and I haven't heard anything. And it's now the 16th of December and or January, sorry. And I would like the product, so I didn't know where it was en route. What's happened to the product?
Okay. And you placed an order?
Yeah, I placed an order back on 12/30/2020. Yeah, I have the order number. Do you want it? You should actually
yes,
have
ma'am.
It there. You need the order number?
Yes, ma'am. You can provide me with the order number.
Yes, it's S as in Sam, H as in Harry, -73303.
Okay, let's see. Okay, repeat that order number one more time for me.
SH73303.
Thank you so much for that information. I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just trying to log into your account. Just bear with me one more moment, please. I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having trouble logging into the system. I'm sorry about the delay. Just one more moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not locating anything for you with that number. Let's see.
Well, it's on my email, and I had a lot of trouble 3 days trying to book this back in December. I talked to customer service because I couldn't find the 10% discount because they have a 10% online first customer, and it never did have anything. I called, and one of your customer service was trying to do it herself, and she said, yeah, I don't see any code. There's nothing there. And so then she gave me the email address so I could email them, but she gave me omaxsales.com. So I tried emailing, and, of course, it kicked it back, and I did that for 2 days, and then I called again and talked to a manager, And she couldn't really help me. And she says, well, I don't know. You know, internet is different than customer service. And I'm like, well, then why do we have a customer service if you can't help a person? And so I finally placed an order and got them to, and then emailed the correct email address for my 10% discount. And and that took 3 days to get that order placed by December 30th. And I've been waiting for it ever since. So do you see it there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I have located the account for the Omax Sleep CBD supplement and the CryoFreeze. Is that correct?
Yes. And then the travel pack was a freebie.
Yes, ma'am. I see that. Let's see.
So where is it?
Just bear me one moment. Let me take a look over the account.
Sure. Thanks. Wow. Omax needs to seriously work on their business practices.
I'm still here. Just bear me one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not even showing a tracking number. I mean, it only takes about 5 to 7 business days before you can
receive
the products.
Yeah, and so I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm like, and I tried to pull, because it said they would notify me as soon as it was on its way, and I'm still waiting, and I look up on my email, and it shows my order, but it doesn't have any tracking, and I'm like, I mean, I have just gone round and around with it. Just really, not you personally, but Omax Health right now is not, it's been nothing but trouble the whole time. I need for you to contact whoever you need to contact, and they need to FedEx overnight or whatever they need to do with the order. I'm still waiting, and you can't even find a tracking number.
Yeah, I'm not showing a tracking. It's generating.
Right.
Generating. Okay, just bear me one moment. Let me consult with my supervisor, okay?
Please. Thank you.
I'm still here. Just grab me one more moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to talk to one of my supervisor. Just grab me one more moment.
Okay. I need it. I need it ASAP, so they need to expedite it and pay it for themselves.
Yeah, we will not be able to expedite it, ma'am. I'm going to consult with my supervisor to see what's going on with this account. Just bear me one moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Claire, I need you to look, Claire.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear me one more moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for patient holder for me. I'm still here. Just grab me one more moment. Thanks for holding for me. I'm still here. Just grab me one more moment, please.
Are you holding for a supervisor or something?
I'm consulting with my supervisor about the account. Just bear me one moment.
This is insanity.
products out to you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. After consulting with my supervisor, it looks like the refund froze the account when we refunded back the $12.92. So I can have that reshipped if you would like me to.
Wow. Really? Wow. The refund froze my account. Now, why would you guys refunding something that was due me because your online system wasn't working would freeze my account? I have had nothing but trouble with OMAX since I started, you know, 3 weeks ago. I don't understand this. Customers, I mean, your system is really flawed, really flawed. I need you to talk to your supervisor, and I need to have that put on the fast track to me. Because that is OMAX's fault for freezing my account. You freeze my account because you give me my 10% that I'm owed? That makes no sense. That is on you. Not you personally, I understand. I'm talking about OMAX. Not you personally, but OMAX needs to make that right. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Okay. Just bear me one moment, please.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay, I do apologize, ma'am. We will not be able to expedite the shipping because we don't have that. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and send the order out, but give me the address for headquarters of OMAX because this has been nothing but a disaster, and they need to be aware of not you personally, but they need to be aware of what's happening. Because seriously. If I have any more trouble with OMAX, not only will I never use OMAX again, but I will contact all of my fellow contacts and make sure that they know that OMAX is just really a failed company when it comes to service. So can I have the headquarters number for OMAX, please? Because they need
to be aware. I have an email address for you.
So you don't even have a headquarters address?
Corporate is only available through an email.
Okay. Give me the corporate email.
Okay. It's care@omaxhealth.com.
Oh, that's where I, okay. care@omaxhealth.com. All right. I'll contact them. All right. Can you please have them ship that, like, now, today? Can you at least have them ship it today?
Okay, we will not be able to ship it today. It will be the next business day, ma'am.
Which will be Tuesday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I will contact headquarters. Thank you very much. Go ahead and send it out as soon as you can.
Yes, ma'am. We will send the product out. I do apologize about that. Now, the product does help to get your best night's sleep. It is a great product. And with the cryo freeze, it does help with pain.
Yeah, I know. I'm willing to give it a try, but your company has to actually produce the product. So, yeah, I don't need to hear any spill right now because I am beyond frustrated with OMAX right now. So I don't need to hear any spill. So we'll see what happens. But getting the product is almost impossible. So I don't know how to access your product when you don't actually send it to me. So. Anyway, you, Tina, have a good day, but OMAX is going to be hearing from me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was it, and I was hoping you could, but unfortunately, I don't understand it. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Hey, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and have a great day.